At the Club by Richard Hovey. Read for LibriVox.org by Leanne Howlett. When a pretty maiden passes by the window down the street, cards and billiards lose their sweet. Conversation on old brasses languishes. Up go the glasses. Nice complexion, dainty feet. When a pretty maiden passes by the window down the street. Smith forgets the toiling masses, Robinson the fallen wheat. All the club is indiscreet. Ah, the wisest men are asses when a pretty maiden passes by the window down the street. End of poem. This recording is in the public domain.
Barbara Frietchie by John Greenleaf Whittier. Read for LibriVox.org by Jan McGillivray. Barbara Frietchie. Up from the meadows rich with corn, clear in the cool September morn, the clustered spires of Frederick stand green-walled by the hills of Maryland. Round about them orchards sweep, apple and peach tree fruited deep, fair as the garden of the Lord to the eyes of the famished rebel horde, on that pleasant morn of the early fall, when Lee marched over the mountain wall, over the mountains winding down, horse and foot, into Fredericktown. 40 flags with their silver stars, 40 flags with their crimson bars, flapped in the morning wind. The sun of noon looked down and saw not one. Up rose old Barbara Frietchie then, bowed with her 40 years and 10. Bravest of all in Fredericktown, she took up the flag the men hauled down. In her attic window the staff she set, to show that one heart was loyal yet. Up the street came the rebel tread, Stonewall Jackson riding ahead. Under his slouched hat, left and right he glanced, the old flag met his sight. Halt! The dust-brown ranks stood fast. Fire! Out blazed the rifle blast. It shivered the window, pane and sash. It rent the banner with seam and gash. Quick as it fell from the broken staff, Dame Barbara snatched the silken scarf. She leaned far out on the window-sill, and shook it forth with a royal will. "Shoot, if you must, this old gray head, but spare your country's flag," she said. A shade of sadness, a blush of shame over the face of the leader came. The nobler nature within him stirred to life at that woman's deed and word. "Who touches a hair of yon gray head dies like a dog. March on," he said. All day long through Frederick Street sounded the tread of marching feet. All day long that free flag tossed over the heads of the rebel host. Ever its torn folds rose and fell on the loyal winds that loved it well, and through the hill gaps sunset light shone over it a warm good night. Barbara Frietchie's work is o'er, and the rebel rides on his raids no more. Honor to her, and let a tear fall for her sake on Stonewall's bier. Over Barbara Frietchie's grave, flag of freedom and union wave. Peace and order and beauty draw round thy symbol of light and law, and ever the stars above look down on thy stars below in Fredericktown. End of poem. This recording is in the public domain.
The Beginning of Summer by Po Chu Yi, 815 A.D. Read for LibriVox.org by Alan Davis Drake. At the rise of summer, 100 beasts and trees join in gladness that the season bids them thrive. Stags and does frolic in the deep woods. Snakes and insects are pleased by the rank grass. Winged birds love the thick leaves.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?